Good morning. This is Pep Talk, Pensacon's expert panel with Meg. I hope you're having a wonderful Labor Day weekend. And as you wrap it up today, this is the final day to just relax. Don't do laundry today. Don't do any of that kind of thing. Definitely take this time to relax and enjoy yourself and just have a wonderful day. So today we're going to have a repeat broadcast. This is an encore broadcast, one of the best of shows from ADX Digital. Brian Prowitz is our host, and he's now the new host for and radio announcer for the University of West Florida Argos, the Argonauts. So we're excited about that. And this is his show right after the very first game. So I hope you enjoy it. And he'll be back live with us next week. So I hope you enjoy the show. And this is ADX Digital on News Radio 92.3. This is Pep Talk. Good morning. This is Pep Talk, Pensacola's expert panel with Meg. It's time for ADX Digital to find out how you can improve marketing for your business. And we've got the expert in the house this next half hour. Brian Prowitz is here.
Hey, good
morning. ADX Digital Marketing Consultant and has a wearing a new hat. So congratulations. Heard you did a great job this weekend. He was the voice with Jordan Glass for our radio broadcast of the UWF Argos game.
Oh, man.
How was that?
The buzz is still there from Thursday night.
I can tell. You should see. Just, he's like smiling from ear to ear.
Well, now we're into game week and now prep and
the next game.
And the Argos are on the road at University of Central Arkansas on Saturday. Another 6 o'clock kick. And so I'm already thinking about that, you know, mm-hmm. over the weekend. We got a little extra time from Thursday to over the weekend, a couple extra days of prep. And so I've already got all my charts and stuff done already. I spent as much time as I could on all those things. And
that's awesome.
So
it's too bad you don't like football, though.
It's really fun. It's so cool to be part of it. And I saw a quote somewhere that said, right now, there's just never been a better time to be an Argo.
There you go.
And that is
going to the first game, first Division I game with a 20-point spread to lose.
And getting the win.
Hello.
And then now this week is the first UAC game. So this is the first official conference game.
Oh, okay. I was thinking last week. Okay, I didn't realize that.
That was a non-conference.
It's okay.
That was a friendly.
friendly.
In soccer terms.
Yeah.
So now this is where conference play begins.
Okay.
So we're excited about that, and I know everybody's pumped about football, too, and I'll find a way to get football into our conversation today on digital marketing.
Well, I just wanted to give you a congratulations, because you got lots of good reviews on your first two and Jordan's first time out together.
I left a lot on the field, I can tell you. There's a lot of places to get better.
It's okay.
According to my...
Gotta start somewhere.
Yeah, well...
Gotta start
somewhere. And it was a good start, for sure.
Okay, well, let's get back to the topic
digital
of
marketing.
Digital marketing.
Digital marketing. First of all, here we are, radio station, talk about digital content, digital marketing. Sometimes people are like, what's the deal with that? And basically it comes down to, we've got our account executives here who are experts in determining how to get your message in front of the right audience. And our radio stations each have different audiences. And as we talk about where and how and when we should be putting your message out there, we look at the various radio stations that we've got. So between Cat Country 98.7 FM and Sports Radio 99.1 that we've talked about and Pensacola Playlist 94.5, of course, we have News Radio 92.3 as well. So the fifth radio station, the fifth beetle, is ADX Digital Marketing. Because now, as we're talking to local business owners about and nonprofit organizations and events and those kinds of things, we're always talking about who and where is your audience. And once we determine that, so let's say we're talking to a local business. Let's say they have three locations throughout the state of Florida, or they're a regional company throughout the Southeast, or they have a national footprint. We can then say, all right, well, locally, you should do radio and do these things. But how about this? We can actually take that digital footprint and push it out geographically out to include wherever your audience might be. And if you're an online company based in Pensacola, then maybe the entire world is your audience.
Mm-hmm.
Now, we haven't had the privilege of working with a local business with a worldwide footprint who wants to spend the money it takes to get a worldwide geographic target audience, but we could take your call. We'll find a way.
Okay.
But if you're a local business and you know where your audience is and who your audience is, we can then dive into our toolbox of about 19 different ways to potentially push your message out there on platforms, including YouTube, including Facebook and Meta, including connected Wi-Fi enabled televisions. I mean, you start to really go down a list of remarkable tools that can get your message in front of your audience as you would like.
Mm-hmm.
And now here's another twist. We can take AI and actually use AI to find more people in the audience than you might even realize exist.
Wow. Okay.
Yeah. So we have. So this is why we end up talking about digital targeted marketing on a radio station.
Mm-hmm.
And another irony is that we're happy to promote online audio. We're not afraid of promoting podcasts and the way people listen online because we know that's a huge audience for people.
Right.
And what a great combination to have terrestrial, which is what you're listening to right now probably, mm-hmm. and digital online audio.
You have all of the above available to you.
Yes.
Which is great.
And on the digital side, it's targetable. We're going to talk about that a little bit. And it's not, some people think it's like voodoo magic. Like, what is this? And it's not, this isn't experimental. It's not maybe it'll work or those kinds of things. It's actually measurable data that we can have come back and show you in reporting. And that's kind of the thing I want to talk about today,
mm-hmm.
because we've had some Google Analytics
data
come back for one of our clients that will kind of blow your mind.
Mm-hmm.
And I really, that's kind of the heart of what today's conversation is about. But, you know, we talk about football too, if you want. I
mean,
that's for darn sure. One thing about football that I want to talk about too is we have the ability to actually choose the content that your message goes out on.
Mm-hmm.
So if you're looking for, if you know in your heart of hearts and your data and your research and your database and your customer and your revenue and everything points to an audience that watches football, we can take your ad and put it on platforms that include football content where people will see it. Now, mm-hmm. we may or may not be able to promise you that your game will be in this particular football game on Sunday, for instance. But what we can do is get it in front of all the content out there on the internet regarding football, including, by the way, connected TV. There are places on TV, essentially, on Wi-Fi-enabled devices on television where we can get your ad there. But if you think about all the other places, I mean, as the Georgia fan that we know you are,
yes.
you must be scouring the internet for Georgia Bulldog content right now.
No, it's just, all coming I up mean, in my phone just, all over the place.
Is it?
Yes.
Okay, well, I mean, that counts. That's the same sort of thing.
Because I talk about it, and boy, I get every avenue, I get something about
yeah,
it.
Yeah, because as soon as...
They
like,
know me.
Facebook,
I'm on the target.
So on Facebook... And you're mentioning something about mm-hmm. the dogs, and you're so excited about it with your friends.
Yeah.
Okay, you're leaving a breadcrumb to the internet that says, Georgia Bulldog fan.
Yep.
Okay. Now, when we say, hey, we want to deliver content to football fans.
Right.
From business XYZ down the street.
Mm-hmm.
Well, you're going to be in that bucket because
oh, yeah.
you've given a signal, an indication because of your online behavior that you might be a football fan. Now, if the location's on your phone, which it probably is, and you went to the Argo game on Thursday night, that mm-hmm. would be further evidence that you are a football fan.
That's
you were
the
geo-fencing
piece, right?
It's location and it's IP address and that mm-hmm. kind of a thing. But anyway, you've given off, let's say you order your new Georgia Bulldog jersey for the season.
Who told you?
Now, I was guessing, and I'm just, I guess, good at guessing your online behavior, God forbid. So... if you've gone and ordered that, now there's more evidence. So these are the kinds, when we talk about breadcrumbs, and some people get a little jittery around some of this stuff. But mm-hmm. if you think about the basic stuff that you do and the things you look at and the interaction that you have, it's all collected and we're able then to identify somebody, okay, they're in our bucket, we can advertise to them. And that's just the very basic beginnings of how digital targeted marketing works here at ADX Digital. We want to get to know you. We want to talk to your business. And the way to get started on that is to call Jeff Wayne a call. Give Jeff a call at 850-262-6000, and we can start talking digital targeted marketing with you today.
All right. We're talking with Brian Powitz about ADX Digital Marketing on Pep Talk, Pensacola's expert panel. We'll be right back after the break. We are back with Pep Talk, Pensacola's expert panel, talking about ADX Digital Marketing with Brian. How you doing?
Oh, I'm great.
You are. Every time you come on, I learn something new.
Oh, good.
So I appreciate what you're talking about, the analytics and how you can figure out how it's reaching your customers. Yeah, you sit down, and you said you had a client you sat down with and we've got some good results.
Oh, man. Well, we have, there are a lot of ways to measure our campaigns. One of them is through just our data from impressions and clicks, and we have ability to also see how many times someone has seen your ad, mm-hmm. and though they didn't click on it, they still came to your website. That's called a view-through, and that's on our side. That's the data through the advertising, the messages that go out there. But we also can connect to your Google Analytics, and I'll tell you, if you're a local business, you need to make sure that you have a Google Analytics account and that you are connected to it. Same with your Google Business Profile. And the reason is because a lot of traffic ends up going to your Google Business Profile and never even comes to your website. Because they can find hours of operation, phone number, and directions to your location without ever hitting your website.
That's the little blurb that comes up.
That little square box on the right side, so you can get all the info before the website. Yes. Okay. And that's called a zero search click.
Okay, that makes sense.
People don't end up hitting your website. So it's important that you, first of all, hot tip of the day, number one is, hey, business owners, make sure you have your Google Analytics account going and make sure you've claimed your Google Business Profile. Now,
I have a question.
Yes, ma'am.
Can you explain what you mean when you say your Google Analytics account?
Yes. You, as the business owner, the first step would be to go to your Google Business, like look up your business, and then see that there's a little box that shows up. And it'll say, if you haven't, it'll say, claim this business. Are you the owner? And there's a button that says, claim this business. And believe it or not, there are several ways you can verify that that's your business. One of them still is getting a postcard in the mail to your mailing address with a code on it. And then when you log back in again, you punch in that code and it proves that you are at that address.
So you're verifying it.
You're verifying
it.
Okay. Then you can go into your Gmail, your Google account, whatever Google thing you have set up for your company, and then open up and start a Google Analytics account. And you end up with a little code, and the code has to go into your website. It takes a little work. And once you've put that code onto your website, you begin tracking how many people have come to your website. Where are they coming from? How long did they spend on your site? Did they just bounce? Like if you have less than a second, it shows how long they've been on there. Mm-hmm. It shows where they go on your website, how many pages they looked at. Now, what I just described to you to one of our digital campaigns, what happens is you unlock a whole bunch more information, like how many people came to your site from our campaign? How much more traffic did you get once we started your campaign? What are the sources?
See, that's amazing to me that you can access all of that.
Yeah. And that is one of the reasons why we can talk about the ROI and show a client, here is what happened when we started the campaign. Look at the traffic that came to your site. And that's what I'm doing right now. So I popped open this client's page this morning. I was kind of looking at it. And on August 8th, the campaign ended. The previous month's campaign ran out.
Okay.
It ended on 8/8. Then we talked a little bit, and they're like, yeah, we want to keep going. We love the campaign. We're going to start again. And we started them again on 8/18. So there was 10 days there, August 8th, 18th, where we were not running our digital campaign. Happily, we are now again.
Right.
During that 10-day gap, I can look at the traffic to their website and see it basically stopped.
Oh, wow.
And then when we restarted it again on the 18th, first there was a big spike, which typically will happen. And now we can tell them from 8/18 to 8/31 so far, here's the traffic to your website. This is exactly what it looks like. Here's how many clicks to our campaign, and here's how many sessions it led to on your site.
Well, as a business owner, I would like getting that information because now I know my dollars are really working.
Yes. You can also sometimes be able to see if you're running other campaigns and, for instance, theirs runs out, not ours. Theirs runs out. Their paid campaign over there stops. Now you can see what the impact of one thing. Because, I mean, I think most businesses, it's common. I'll put it this way. It's common for a business to have a Facebook campaign they're running. They're boosting some posts. Mm-hmm. Maybe they have a Google pay-per-click campaign running, and maybe they've found some other thing that they're running. And so there's a combination of digital campaigns running. But what this does is it really gets into the details of the different campaigns and how much traffic they're bringing. And I'll tell you, the shocker of all is the lack of traffic your socials actually are driving to your website. And I know that sounds crazy.
I was going to say, I would think it'd be the opposite.
Well, this is why this data is so important.
Okay.
So when you're, especially if you're not running any digital campaigns and you've got your Facebook and your socials that are running, you're probably pretty happy because you're seeing that there's some traffic coming from your socials. But when you start running other campaigns that are really driving true traffic to your website, it pales in comparison. The social traffic pales in comparison to a paid campaign in almost every single case. And we can show that. This isn't us, by the way, coming up with numbers to prove that our campaigns are doing what they're doing. This is the data coming to your website through Google Analytics, making it very objective.
It's just really understanding how to read it and how it applies.
Oh, yeah. And it's so powerful. So what I'm actually doing right now is I started to look at January 1st to August 31st. And to watch the traffic, and then see in May when we started this campaign how it went up.
Interesting.
And now what I'm going to do is I'm going to go through the month of January and tell you what the numbers were, and then February and tell you. So we can break it down in a little chart that shows, okay, once we started in May, your numbers did this, and it's because of our campaign. And that's the kind of stuff business owners want to see to prove the ROI, to really justify and prove the power of digital targeted marketing.
So who do we call?
Yeah, we want to get to know your business before we start telling you all the ways that you should be advertising with us, by the way. But the first thing to do is give Jeff Wayne a call at 850-262-6000, and he'll get that process started for you. By the way, all of that is free when we sit down and talk to you. There's not a clock sitting there ticking away, billing, giving you your first invoice.
If only you could see the hand gestures that he uses when he's describing all of this stuff. It's amazing. Okay, but this is Pep Talk. We'll be back with Brian talking about ADX digital marketing in just a couple minutes. This is Pep Talk, Pensacola's expert panel on Monday. I'm Meg, I'm your host, and I'm here with Brian, who's telling us all about ADX digital marketing and how it can benefit your business.
Yep, and today we talked a lot about reporting and how important Google Analytics are not only to your business just in general, but also when it comes to really tracking the digital targeted marketing intel that comes back, that data that we get back. We've got 19 different ways to run digital targeted marketing for your business, your event, your nonprofit, there's a lot of ways, a lot of applications that we can use this on. And the best way to get going on that and to have that conversation is to give Jeff Wayne a call at 850-262-6000. And we will sit down with you and ask a lot of questions about your business and where is your audience. And in fact, if you aren't sure, we have ways to run reports that will actually take some of the location data we talk about from your devices and actually boil it down. We can actually tell you who has come through the door and what some of their demographic information is. So if
that's
you're not totally sure if your audience is 25 to 54-year-old women or 36 to 75-year-old men, or how much money they potentially have, or what stage of life they're in, I mean, if they have kids or not and all that kind of stuff, this data is out there. We don't exactly have a list. Like, I can't look up your name. There are still some privacy things that are truly involved in this. But what it is it's power because it's information, and we love to put it together to benefit your business.
Okay, so we're just about out of time, sir.
Yes, ma'am. So give a call to Jeff Wayne and start that process right now. And folks, over and over and over again, it seems like it's always too early to talk about, like, the holidays, and then it's too late. So let's get started now. Give Jeff a call at 850-262-6000 to start talking digital targeted marketing with ADX Digital.
All right. Thanks, everybody. That was a rebroadcast of our ADX Digital interview with Brian Prowitz. I hope you have a great day today. Enjoy your Labor Day.